Winter Stars. My father once broke a man's hand over the exhaust pipe of a John Deere tractor. The man, Ruben Vasquez, wanted to kill his own father with a sharpened fruit knife, and he held the curved tip of it lightly between his first two fingers so it could slash horizontally and with a surprising grace across the throat. It was like a glinting beak in a hand. And for a moment, the light held still on those vines. When it was over, my father simply went in and ate lunch, and then, as always, lay alone in the dark, listening to music. He never mentioned it. I never understood how anyone could risk his life, then listen to Vivaldi. Sometimes I go out in this yard at night and stare through the wet branches of an oak in winter and realize I am looking at the stars again, a thin haze of them shining and persisting. It used to make me feel lighter looking up at them. In California, that light was closer. In a California that no one will ever see again, my father is beginning to die. Something inside him is slowly taking back every word it ever gave him. Now, if we try to talk, I watch my father search for a lost syllable as if it might solve everything. And though he can't remember now the word for it, he is ashamed. If you can think of the mind as a place continually visited, a whole city placed behind the eyes and shining, I can imagine now its end, as when the lights go off, one by one, in a hotel at night, until at last all of the travelers will be asleep, or until even the thin glow from the lobby is a kind of sleep. And while the woman behind the desk is applying more lacquer to her nails, you can almost believe that the elevator, as it ascends, must open upon starlight. I stand out on the street and do not go in. That was our agreement at my birth. And for years I believed that what went unsaid between us became empty and pure, like starlight, and that it persisted. I got it all wrong. I wound up believing in words the way a scientist believes in carbon after death. Tonight I'm talking to you, Father, although it is quiet here in the Midwest, where a small wind the size of a wrist wakes the cold again, which may be all that's left of you and me. When I left home at 17, I left for good. That pale haze of stars goes on and on, like laughter that has found a silent shape on a black sky. It means everything it cannot say. Look, it's empty out there and cold. Cold enough to reconcile even a father, even a son.